On this week's show, I get the boys together to talk about Amazon's The Boys.
You and me should have a little bit of a chat.
Sorry about the mess. You should fuck off, Huey.
Stay tuned. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, gamers, geeks alike. It's this week's Monkey Nut Punch podcast, and it's a special because we're talking about Amazon's The Boys, and I got the boys in to talk about it. So I've got Billy Bob.
Hello.
Billy Bob, Joe Bob.
Hello.
And we're going to talk about the series because it was fucking awesome.
It was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
I want another one. I can't wait another year for that.
You really did like The Boys, didn't you?
Yeah, everyone likes The Boys.
Everyone likes The Boys. I'd just like to point out, The Boys is the nickname I give my genitals. There's three of them.
So how do you want to do it? Should we do it character, episode?
I don't know. Let's
start off with the runaway splat, my girlfriend. That's it. That's how it basically starts, isn't it?
That is how it starts.
Yeah, so A-Train splashes Hugh's girlfriend into a bloody puddle, basically. He just runs straight through her. So we'll talk about feelings.
Feelings?
How would you feel if that happened to your loved one?
I don't know. I'd probably be in his situation, I'll be frank with you. But
you wouldn't really know what to do, would you?
Well, until someone like Billy the Butcher fucking turns up and tells you I've got something I can get these guys.
How about $40,000 payout, which was, I thought, quite measly. Yeah. $40,000 was pretty weak.
Yeah,
it was. Yeah, I'll just give you a measly $45 just to keep your mouth shut.
$45,000, it wasn't
$45,000. $45. It's $45. Go get yourself a Subway and some steak sandwiches.
Slap in the face. I think let's talk about what I think we all agree is probably the runaway star of it, which is fucking Homelander. I forgot his name for a second there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Homelander, who was fucking awesome.
Yeah, he was good, wasn't he?
He was your evil Superman cross with the Captain America veneer. I think it's probably the best way of describing him.
The cloak, yeah, the cloak definitely has it. Splasher Judge Dredd with the eagles on the side of the shoulders as well, like he judges people. I don't know. It was the costume was a bit of a mixture, wasn't it?
Yeah,
we had the eagles on the
he was basically like a judge, jury, and executioner, wasn't he? All in one.
Yeah,
he decided who got what, you know.
Yeah, it was. He was good. The guy could turn on a fucking dime, which was good, and had some bits in there. All right, we'll go through its storyline. We'll go through episode by episode. So we've got the first episode. Yui's girlfriend gets killed, and he meets Billy the Butcher after the Mr. Translucent comes after him.
And Billy the Butcher looks to obviously recruit Huey.
I don't think he was out to recruit him. I think he was out to use him.
He was offering him an olive branch to say, look, you know what I mean? You lost your girlfriend, you know. I've lost someone. Want we'd kind of work together, kind of thing.
I think he was setting him up so he could get one of the supers out because he knew that bug wouldn't fucking work.
To be honest, I think it was both. I think it was use him and recruit him.
If he's
no use and he doesn't serve a purpose, then
he'll just die anyway. So it doesn't mean much. But I think once he realised he was actually pretty useful, I think all of a sudden he started going, all right, we can use you properly now. You're one of the boys.
Yeah. Well, I think it was impressed with him after he killed Translucent.
Yeah.
Fucking love that. Because you've got Yeah, because you've got Huey and his dad, played by Simon Pegg. Because the original version of Huey, everyone keeps saying this, is that it was based on Simon Pegg. But because it was done so long ago, Simon Pegg's like fucking 50, almost 60 now.
Yeah.
So he can't really use that. And it was weird to watch Simon Pegg play his fucking father in that.
He doesn't look 60, is he?
No, 60? He doesn't.
He's got to be in his 40s. Is he?
No, 50 something, I think he is.
But, yeah, so he was basically bait first episodes, trying to plant a mic under the desk. So I thought it was a bit of a... I think Billy Butcher knew that Translucent was going to follow him. I think maybe it's something maybe he's tried before, and maybe it's failed, and he's done it again to lure him out. So I'm not too sure if it's something that's been done before, or... He just had a feeling that Translucent was going to follow him.
I like the fact that obviously they couldn't kill Translucent like by shooting him or anything.
Yeah, because he had like Luke Cage properties when he went invisible.
I thought that was better than normally invisible people can still just be killed or stabbed, but his skin was like that carbon thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So it was diamond hard and it was invisible. So
he had to get Frenchie in to help him out. Because Frenchie was not fucking impressed with Billy Butcher. I love he turns up and he's got all these fucking guns everywhere and it's like, oh, this is going to be like a John Wick sort of moment. And he's like, oh, I need your help. He's like, fuck off. And then he like shows him Translucent in the thing. He goes, oh my God, you got Translucent. He goes, he's seen you now. You're going to have to help us.
They'll kill you.
Yeah. That's like, oh, you bastard.
I felt that was quite a clever thing to do storyline wise. That was cool. And then they took him back into that diner where they kept him looking like a electric cage to stop him. And then he took the bullet from 50 cal and he shot a fucking 50 cal at him, and he fucking survived that. He's like, shit.
Yeah, if he's surviving this, we ain't killing him.
But that's the thing, isn't it? Though, being made of carbon is. Like he's susceptible to electric, isn't he? So he's a conductor for electric. So he can be locked up in electrical cages, and that's what they found out in the first episode when he gave him the shock up the was it the bum? He stick the cable up his bum.
Well, he jabbed him in the arse.
Yeah, reminiscent of Deadpool 2 with Juggernaut. it was that sort of shove the cable up the electrical cable up the bum. That always does the trick.
And then obviously they decided to shove the dynamite up his ass.
Yeah, after you saw the TV show and it was like the turtle does it, and he's like, oh yeah. And then the guy wakes up and goes, oh, I feel a bit fucking weird. Just like, yeah, we've just put a brick of C4 up your ass.
Yeah.
If we try to pull it out, it'll go off. And the guy's like, oh yeah, that work.
Oh yeah,
and then he became a cooperative all of a sudden.
I'll do anything you want.
Yeah, that got me because he was.
Like, we didn't shove it down your throat just in case you threw it up or it didn't react well, so we shoved it up your bum.
Yeah, that was funny. And then they had the fucking shitty pants moment when fucking Homelander came out searching for him.
And he was going back and forth, and you could see him. He was literally just darting from one place to the other.
Yeah, trying to find
using his X-ray vision.
Yeah, and then it was like because they coated the ceiling and that, so he couldn't see it.
Mm.
And then he turned up to look at them, talk to him in the van. But what's his face? Frenchie's girlfriend or squeeze or whatever you want to call her had set the explosives up at his other place to cause Homelander a distraction.
Yeah,
which worked well.
But he could, I think he could probably read French. He was lying at the time.
Yeah, but he didn't.
And that's why I think he started scanning the inside of the van.
But it was couldn't see it, yeah.
Mm. See, this is the thing where I think zinc might be his weakness. I don't know. I've got to read the comics when I get a chance, but zinc sounds like it might be his weakness. Maybe a zinc-coated bullet.
Well, he doesn't have many weaknesses, does he? I don't think he has any weaknesses.
Mm.
So, you know, how do you kill Superman?
Kryptonite. Yeah.
But have we seen Kryptonite in the program?
No, we haven't seen it yet.
Seen a blanket.
Yeah, but you can't kill him with a blanket.
Yeah, throttles
suffocate
him.
Yeah,
suffocates him with a blanket.
Just throws it shove in his it. Face and he holds it under his face and suffocates himself.
Shove it down his throat.
How did you kill him? We killed him with a blanket.
Yeah. And then, what's his mush as he's leaving? QEL presses the fucking trigger. Gets him.
But this is the whole thing. With the seven, they're... Their whole thing is, oh, we're superheroes. We can get away with anything we want to. And they're so blasé, like with A-Train, I found his character was so like, oh, I'm so popular and blasé, I can just run through something and the next day I'll just forget about what I did because I'm doing stuff.
Yeah.
And it's that sort of thing. And it's the same with the Invisible God. What was his name again?
Translucent,
that's it.
What was the bird he was dating called? Pop-Tart?
Popclaw.
That's it.
Pop-Tart.
She was a tart.
She tart.
I kind of felt a bit sorry for her, but at the end of the day, she did crush that poor bloke's fucking head.
with her arsehole.
Yeah, that was pretty dark.
That was pretty dark. Huey Blue, once he's mushed up, as he tried to leave. He's like, I'm making me feel powerful. And then, because the episode after that is the one about A-Train, about him juicing, because they find out that they've been taking,
Compound V.
Compound V.
Yep.
So,
but the Compound V comes up in the first episode with the, who was the guy trying to blackmail?
Oh, he was the mayor of Chicago.
Mayor of Chicago found out about it, and then, his plane got taken down by Homelander.
Oh, God.
Even with his kid in. He could see his kid waving there, and Homelander, obviously he's evil. Pure evil, I think. He's got no morals about him.
Yeah, he doesn't care, does he?
Yeah, no. So the other thing, too, is if you inject someone Compound V, does it give them temporary superpowers?
They haven't tried it. It's only...
Through kids.
They did try it. The terrorists...
And it wasn't,
and it wasn't stable though. That's the thing. That's why you had the guy who fucking kept on exploding because he wasn't very stable.
But he didn't die from it.
He didn't, didn't die from it. But you can't really have a conversation with him if he doesn't explode every 5 minutes.
Just gonna pop out back. I need to explode.
is the Japanese, the Asian? She's Japanese.
Yeah, she's an experiment.
Oh yeah, she's just dosed with it.
Yeah, not but born not, and dosed with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but I think it causes some kind of problem if it's not done with children. There's an issue with it. I think maybe make them unstable. A bit like fucking.
Well, they haven't grown up with it.
Like Homelander is.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's
that kind of mental psyche.
Yeah, it's weird that. Because you had him and he was juicing on it. Of course, his first A-Train was juicing it because he wanted to be. It was a fucking other racer. I can't remember his name now.
Quicksilver? No,
it wasn't Quicksilver.
Powerful.
Shockwave.
That's it.
A-Train versus Shockwave. So yeah, except for the thing for the fastest man alive. I love the fact that they did the race and it was like over in a split second.
on pay-per-view as well.
Yeah. It's like, poof. Okay, it's done.
Yeah.
But they've done like 5 miles or something.
Yeah, because in the comics, you're like Superman and Flash have races, but they race across the globe. So they do like a loop of the globe and back. But yeah, they did that with A-Train and they just did it on the fucking 800 meter track. That's a bit cheeky, isn't it?
Funny though.
Oh, it was funny.
Because they made a big build up of it, like it's being nationalised on TV, isn't it?
Yeah.
But then you see him when he's not taking the Compound V and he's shit.
Oh yeah. He's losing it. He's whatever it is causing him to his powers to degenerate. And it's weird because I always thought that the Homelander fight guy was on it too, but clearly he's not. He doesn't need to be.
Maybe Compound V is one of those ones where, as you use it more, it starts taking more of your power.
Yeah, you need more to Compound
so
V.
So maybe
give you more
if
power.
You were going to dose up Homelander with it, it would start diminishing his power. You don't know. His strength might diminish. You don't know. I don't know. I haven't read the comics, so I wouldn't know. You're only guessing.
Yeah, I need to see if I can get hold of the comics and read it. But yeah, that was cool. You had that, and you had his bird. What was it?
Starlight?
Popclaw.
Oh, no,
and
no.
Then you had Starlight, who's like the what do you call it? Because it always comes across as a bit of like an allegory for celebrities. Do you know what I mean? And she was like the person who won Britain's Got Talent or whatever.
Well, the pageants,
Got Talent or American Idol or whatever.
And whatnot.
And yeah, that was weird. And
she's basically groomed and brought up as a kid, it turns out.
But it's funny because later on she finds out that she wasn't given the power and the reason that her dad left was the fact that she was given that power. So that's a bit of a twist on it. I like the fact that her and Huey sat down on the bench as strangers talking to each other and she's like, oh, I hate my job, and Huey's doing, well, my girlfriend fucking died recently and it's terrible. But yeah, that was good. And it's weird. The other thing too I found quite amusing was the fact that A-Train saw him like 3 fucking times.
He didn't recognise him once.
Didn't fucking pay attention to him once, which was like a celebrity thing.
But he recognised the French guy.
Oh, no, because it was because of his bird. That's why he recognised French guy, because he was trying to figure out who was... he was squeezing.
I don't think they... Like I said, they're just... They don't care about humans, normal humans with no powers. They seem above it.
Yeah.
And further on into the TV series with Homelander, when he discovers that Billy Butcher is the one after him, he realises, oh yeah, I saw him at the racetrack. I've now seen his picture. Oh, blimey, I was the one who got his missus knocked up and she went missing all of a sudden, and she was my Instagram
social media
woman, you know, my Instagram, Facebook and YouTube producer, and you know, basically, you know, it's sort of like it just goes over their heads,
how insignificant
normal people are.
Yeah, because you had that one, you've got what's it, then they come across the Chinese bird from The Ring. The one, the bird that was dosed up. They call her the female because she hasn't got a name or anything. I can't remember what they call actually what her actual fucking name is.
Locked in the cage.
Yeah, locked in the cage where she's being dosed with that shit, and she fucking comes out and she's angry. I love the fact that Frenchie, don't open it. It's not. No, we just hit it at the compound and get at. Oh, you fucking, because you had mother's milk going. You fucking idiot.
And then she pops everyone's eyes and slashes them to death. Oh. Yeah, it's nice. It's very nice. Good amount of gore in the TV series. It's an 18 and it does have a discretionary at the beginning, doesn't it? Which I don't think they do with many Amazon.
No, that's the first time I've seen it on Amazon.
Yeah, they actually have a discretionary telling you what's in, you know, what was brought up. Going back to Starlight, her coming into it, it's quite rough, her and the Deep, and he sort of abuses his power, and that's, again, it just shows you the type of creepy scumbag people that they are, really.
But the thing with that is the Deep does have the funniest fucking bit in the entire fucking series with the dolphin, where he's broken the dolphin out of his own theme park. And he's trying to escape and he's talking to the dolphin, and the dolphin's like, sounds like the dolphin's chatting him up and it's putting him off.
Yeah.
And then the police turn up, he hits the brake, the dolphin goes flying through the fucking
gets run over by the fucking truck.
No, it's the fact that it pauses and it's like, oh, there's a chance we could rescue the dolphin, and then it gets hit by the truck.
It just explodes. It's just
that pause.
Yeah.
Game over. Just for comic timing. I love that. I laughed.
And a bit with the lobster as well.
Oh, yeah. When he says, lobster, the one that was chatting to him.
Yeah.
And he's saying, oh, I'll get you free. He says, I'll buy it. And he went, all right. And then he puts the knife straight from its head.
God,
it's like, And then they send him to Ohio, which is like, I think, probably one of the most inland parts of America with no water and the furthest away from the sea, basically.
But they do have the biggest Six Flags in the country. That sounds like a place I actually need to go, because it's a giant fucking theme park. That was funny. It was the dolphin thing was just, I was watching it and I burst out with the most fucking laugh.
Yeah, it was probably one of the biggest laughs in it.
Yeah. And then I think we had the bit with the plane. Was that the next episode in Good for the Soul, where
We're talking about the Ezekiel, the stretchy, Mr. Fantastic-like, pervy...
That comes later.
Yeah, but no, in the very first episode, when he walks, Billy Butcher takes Huey around, if you do notice it, when he's following A-Train and saying, oh, he's in this club, you come across Ezekiel being filmed, touching up these two guys, which Huey uses later on when his phone gets wet.
Mm.
When he gets baptised.
When fucking Homelander
holds him underwater a bit too long.
Mm.
Yeah, there's a bit of a...
Yeah, that was...
Makes you wonder if he does it for kicks.
I think he does do it for kicks.
For kicks, yeah.
Oh, what's that, when he holds
holds Huey underwater a little bit longer, and he starts.
I thought he had an idea of who he was then.
Possibly.
Yeah, but you can't tell with him. That's a great thing about the character. You can't tell he's just want to kill someone just he's bored.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's the great thing. I think we're talking about him, and we do think that he's the best. I love Billy Butcher. I think Billy Butcher's great. Even though his accent's shit, yeah, it's fucking entertaining as hell.
Was the Spice Girls comment in episode 1 or 2?
It's in this. I think it's in this one where they...
I think it was episode 2, isn't it?
It's the female species when they're tracing her through the train station. Oh. And Frenchie chases her into the phone shop.
Yeah.
And then she escapes. And then they're like, oh, fuck this. I'm going after her. And he goes, don't go after her. And just, got to work together and all this stuff. And that's when he gives them the Spice Girls speech, which is a good speech.
What's Sporty Spice doing now?
Fuck off. And then he keeps
playing. And then he says about Jerry, she's done this album, this album, but it's shit.
He goes through all like four
all
of
her albums and then started.
I thought she did two.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know she did four.
Basically saying she's released a load of shit.
Yeah, that made me fucking giggle something chronic when I saw that.
That was brilliant.
But he was like, kind of, that's the worst fucking pep talk ever, and it was.
Yeah, the thing with the, what do you call it, in that episode, wasn't that? That was the one with the plane where they go to rescue the people in the plane.
Yeah, that's the one where the big thing is that they want to put the supers in with the military so they can make more money, so they can rent them out as fucking weapons.
Basically, which, yeah. Because they're on the stock market.
Yeah, and it's just...
They've got the product is the superhero, which is why it's all marketed, and it comes across really, as Starlight gets to find out, it's all a bit fake. She thinks it's just about being a superhero and saving people, but it's not. It's about how you market yourself.
Storyline.
Yeah. For example, her beating up the two guys who are trying to date rape the woman, and then they start coming on to her saying, oh no, we're going to sue you. And then you sort of think, oh God, this is, you know, immoral and wrong, for one.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Then you had the plane.
Yeah, where Homeland just lets them all die.
Yeah, that was bad, because they're like, and the military is like, oh, the terrorists are taking down this plane over international waters. And it goes, international waters, everything will be fine. And they fucking just bollocks it up royally.
Mm. But do you think he done that deliberately, though? Like, I'm not on about the plane. I'm on about when he blows the guy's head off and does the...
No, I don't think it is. I think he just didn't give... I
feel that he just wanted to blast his head.
Yeah.
He wasn't thinking... A normal superhero thing, oh no, all right, if I laser him, it's going to go straight through the plane and...
Yeah.
The bit, though, when she sits there and goes, oh, you can rescue him, you can save him. And he's like... What, and do 128 trips there and back? He's like, I don't think so.
He could do that.
I love
that.
Yeah, he could.
And she knew it as well. And even when she said, oh, how about just this one girl?
The two girls.
The two sisters.
And it's like, leave witnesses?
Well, leave witnesses. And he goes,
leave witnesses, fucking tell us.
And he was more bothered about covering up their F-up because of the whole... what happened, because then it make them look bad, because it's all about image at the end of the day.
And
he was on about the image, where Maeve, you could see she was more,
she actually cared.
He didn't. He's more about the image of the company, and it just come off that
because they had the thing
that was pure evil, really, wasn't it?
Because they had the thing with the gunman, and he fucking flew up to the floor, and she had to let the sodding lift, and she wasn't happy about that,
and he'd already killed them all.
Well, no, he didn't.
He didn't.
Then he went ahead and then he killed the guy. And it was like, oh no. Oh no, they shot us. Take some damage.
Yeah. So he just put his fist through his heart. Punched his heart in and then...
And
got some enjoyment and a bit of a kick out of it. You could see he's getting a kick out of it.
He's like a sociopath, isn't he?
Like with the with the soldiers going in to get the compound V in Iraq or Afghanistan. Was it Afghanistan?
Somewhere, a nondescript Middle Eastern country.
And he goes in, gives his lovely pep talk to the boys outside, the military boys outside and says, hey, you're doing a great job, like he does with the police when he goes up and kills the shooter.
I'm not the hero, you're the hero,
and I'm just going to go in there and I'm going to not take prisoners. I don't do prisoners, I kill people.
But that's what I liked about him though. That's what he I didn't thought take was prisoners. Different when he went up there, you could see his face actually change. Like he's all happy and jolly, but when you see him killing people, you see like he's got this different look on his face. He's really good acting,
and he's that powerful, he could just take shots, rockets to the face, whatever. He could take prisoners, just grab them, just force them into handcuffs and just throw them and you know, fly him down and say, here's your prisoner, I've got him, I've caught him.
He just wants to kill him,
but he just kills them. And I think that's what he did with the shooter. He just smashed the guy's chest in as an excuse to shoot him, and then just cover it up and say, oh, he shot me, you know what protocol is. Even though he can take getting shot, he could just walk up to the guy until he's run out of ammo and say, you're under arrest, by the way. But he gets the kicks out of it, and that's what he did with the terrorists as well. He lasered them all, and he lasered that guy's legs off, and then he crushed his head under with his boot like an ant and just popped it.
Just a quick one, did you notice Billy Zane in there as Billy Zane?
Who else was there? Tara Reid was in there.
Tara Reid was in there. Sharknado lady and Seth Rogen was in there.
I know, it's all that. They were at like a Comic-Con event, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think they were at Comic-Con. The Seth Rogen thing was they were talking about a film with Black Noir. And I'm sure he just wasn't talking to him. He just looked like looking at him.
Yeah, he's great.
Yes, that's... That was great. And then they find out that they're pumping the drug into babies. So Homelander finds it out, and so does Billy Butcher and their crew, because they're tracking down the drug, because he's desperately trying to persuade that woman from the CIA to get to step in and not let them go anywhere near
the fucking monitor. Scared because they can't control Homelander as well.
Because they have no way of stopping him.
Yeah. They have no, or he could just destroy all the military, do whatever he likes.
But the bit where they go into the nursery with the children, and Billy Butcher picks up the kid, fucking uses it to laser the people.
Oh, when they get caught, he just hold him off for a sec while I use the kid's laser eyes.
Yes,
and just cuts him in half, and he's like, "That was fucking awesome." It made me laugh actually, just the way he was using it. And then the little kid didn't laser the last guy. And he's like, "Come on."
And then he puts him down. He's like all kind of cute and that. He's like kind of okay, I'll put you back down. Because if you're out of order, come back in and I'll stomp you.
Come back and I'll stomp you.
Yeah. Oh man, it was good. And then you had the thing with I think call her the female. I can't remember her fucking name now. I'm gonna call her fucking Naruto if I can't remember. Where Frenchie was trying to find a backstory and whatnot, and they go and see the what's his name?
Not the pacifier. What was
fucking
he?
Fucking mesmerizer. Like
mesmerizer. Pacifier.
The mesmerizer when it's played Vin by Diesel. Played by Vin Diesel.
No. Played by I see
dead people.
I
can't remember what his fucking name was.
He's now. Put. All we know is he's put on a bit of pounds.
Yeah, he was a child actor in the 90s.
She's called the female.
Yeah, the female of the species after the song. Yeah, for the song.
Yeah,
in
but
the
she
90s.
Didn't actually have a name. She was just called the female.
No, she does have a name in the thingy.
Yeah, but they don't say it.
Yeah, they do. They do. I can't remember. It's like Keiko or something.
Oh,
Kiki.
Kiki or something. I don't know. It's something on those lines.
I think it's Kiki, isn't it?
Kiki or something, isn't it?
Yeah. Because he's trying to... He's kind of... Because Frenchie's like... When you first... Him and Mother's Milk start fucking talking in the back of that van when they're going to Popclaw's place to bug... They chat, and he talks about not get settling down, where like kind of Mother's Milk's a bit whipped, shall we say, with his missus. He turns around and goes, because there are, you know, there are upsides and whatnot to it. And he says to him, you know, you need to find someone. And he's like, oh, no, I'm free in that. But then again, he kind of falls for her. And he then like wants to look after him, whatnot. So that's going to take it to the sodding mesmerizer. And I love it when Billy the Butcher
finds... Hayley Joel... Osmond.
Oh, well, Hayley Joel Osmond. Thank you very much.
That's it. Hayley Joel Osmond. The mesmerizer who can read your mind and see basically
your past.
He has to sees what you've done, you can read your past. Almost like a Charles Xavier sort of thing, mind reader.
Yeah.
basically.
I love it when they're in the house with him and he's trying to read that girl's
she breaks his wrist.
Fucking wrist, and this guy goes, I'll put a splint together,
and he just gets a wooden spoon and just tapes it together.
It's just like I'm a field beneath you, lying bastard.
But the great thing is after he's done it and he says, oh no, I'll set you up so you can see your daughter again, he reads her and he realises that she's never going to get to know him. Yeah. And that's when he spills the beans to Homelander, and that's when Homelander starts to get hot on their trials. Mm. And that was quite a big turning point in it, because you thought, oh, they can do all this undercover and that, but as soon as Homelander gets a sniff, they've got all the technology and tracking facilities to find out who they are.
Well, I just wanted to point out the bit where Billy Butcher turns around and goes, where are you? He goes, oh, we're here, we're all fine. He goes, no, because I've got to find my fucking stupid friends on my phone. Because I can see that you're not there. I got a giggle out of that. But yeah, you're right. Yeah, cause
there's a few things he's doing. Is it Frenchie or Mother's Milk turns around and says, oh, what you been doing? He says, oh, I've been down the shops looking... I've been down the shops looking for a never mind your own fucking business. It was that was quite, I got a chuckle out of that as well.
Yeah, that was quite
looking
good.
For a never mind your own fucking business. You know, stuff like that. It was he was a great character.
I do like that. Yeah, that was, and that, yeah, so because they're trying to find her origin and whatnot, and she'd been smuggled into the country and pumped full of fucking compound V, made her fucking psychotic.
I like Maz.
But she was a child soldier for some Chinese group.
Terrorists.
Yeah, terrorist groups. Because she's fucking terrorist.
So they have been shipping out the Compound V to terrorists for a while then?
No, they weren't shipping it out. They were testing it on people inside. That's what A-Train was doing.
Mm.
It was only when the Homelander was like, kind of, well, we're going to make all the shit working. That's when he started. Because remember, he could fly out there. It's like fucking almost instant delivery for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they can't really do anything against him because, well, he's who he is, isn't he?
Yeah.
I love Mesmerizer's death, though. After he's bubbled them. And Billy Butcher just gets him in.
Smashes
just
his head into that sink.
But the thing is, he touches his hand before he does it.
Mm.
And he freaks out. And he knows that he's going to kill him. Mm. And then he just grabs his head and just smashes it. I thought that was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. He must have realised what his backstory was and what was going on, because he didn't know how much
anger he had.
Yeah. And he knew it then. He knew, that's it, I'm going to die, because he's just got his head caved in.
They did do that as a bit of fucking special effects really well, because you see him go through the fucking corner of that sink.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
That was lovely. I love a bit like that.
All the way through, I was just like, wow. The special effects, brilliant.
I think that the thing that got me was the fact that they could have gone all out with the music at the same time too.
But they didn't. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Because if they'd have gone all out with the music, they would have fucking hit a full blown proper 10. Yeah, I mean, no doubt this is a 10 if they got the music right, like Guardians of the Galaxy, got the music right. But they kind of get there with certain bits.
I think they left it like that maybe to keep it more like a TV series.
Well, I think it's more the fact that they didn't have the money, because it's like,
because it come across more as like a film.
It's like, fuck, I think it's like $6,000 for 30 seconds of a song that you've got to pay out when they play a song on a TV show, and then it's depending, that's $6,000 per country.
Mm.
So that's a lot of fucking money when you start putting it worldwide.
So where are we on episodes then?
We're on I think we just did the Innocence one. Which is the, yeah. So we got to the bit where, oh crikey, I think we have skipped around a bit actually. Where are we? The Homeland digs up past. Oh yeah, because then we start finding out Billy Butcher's backstory.
Yeah, because he goes off, doesn't he? I said about what he says to Finn. Yeah. He says, "Oh, I'm going shopping for a, never mind your own fucking business." When he says that, he's gone off to see.
The CIA agent.
He's gone to try and make it legal to arrest the supers, but because they're so afraid of them, you know, they can't do anything or prevent them from getting more powerful and getting into the military in the first place. But as soon as Homelander gets wind of it, his solution is, oh, I'll just give the terrorists the solution.
Yeah.
A Compound V. And if they've got super, if they've got powers, then there's no way the military can fight off terrorists with powers. Oh, they're going to have to call us in. So it was his only solution to getting into the military, which was quite logical, really, wasn't it? You know?
Yeah, yeah. We had the, was it the Madeline Stilwell character? Who was the head of Voight Industries, or whatever it was, with the Seven.
Mm-hmm.
And she was, yeah, she was a weird one. She was a weird one because she comes across, this whole thing, I think, is more of a fucking allegory for fucking Hollywood than anything else. Because you look at all the stuff in there, you look at the agents and all that bit, they've got superpowers and whatnot, and you know that actors think that they've got superpowers. You don't.
Yeah, you know there's that. Certain actors who think they're above what they are.
Yeah. And it's best highlighted in fucking Team America with the Film Actors Guild. Fucking fag.
Yeah, I know.
Fucking love that. But they think they've got superpowers. And I think that it works as an allegory for it. And she is like the agent producer, the one. No, when they sit there and go, how can this shit happen? Yeah. She's that person who lets that shit happen. Yeah, because they want to keep everything, all the wheels greased and the money coming in. No matter what. And we talked about how the mayor of, was it Chicago or whatever it is, gets his fucking plane done over because Homelander kind of has a weird relationship with Stilwell.
The thing is with Stilwell, when you watch it, you think that she's the top of the company. She's not the top of the company.
She's in charge of the supers.
In charge of the supers, but like it's like a caretaker, especially for Homelander. She seems to be dealing with Homelander. She's basically in Billy Butcher's ex-partner, the one that goes missing. She's basically in her position, doing all of his stuff, looking after him.
She's in a different position. She's like the exec in charge of the studio, rather than the person in charge of social media and that.
But that's why I reckon she got removed, if you know what I mean.
Well, she was...
Because in the next series, they'll introduce someone else.
Well, then they've already done that.
Have they?
The new did you not... Who's the boss who said, oh, you're moving up to 80?
Yeah, you're going to join. Yeah, I'm planning on retiring.
Yeah.
Why would he then go back down a level
to
run things?
It's well,
if you know that guy,
Gustavo Fring from.
You want it to be.
Yeah. And he's going to be in the next series. He's going to be the one who's going to be with Homelander. And you can imagine them being a right pack of.
Oh, imagine if he is.
Together. And if he's evil as well.
But
if he's all about the ratings and he's taught her how to be like she is, and she's got it all from him.
But the question.
And he's going to be just as a bigger bastard as Homelander will be.
But the question is he in it with the scientists and whatnot? Because if he's in it with the scientists, that'll make sense because they'll know weaknesses and they'll know how to exploit.
Yeah, if he's been there for ages.
Yeah, if he's part of the guys who know about Compound V,
like the main the origin setup. And
how he must do. He must do.
I'm talking about like intimately.
You got to admit though. Yeah. I'll say one thing. Duncan's got a point. Why would they introduce such a high level actor to do such a small little bit?
He was only in it. He was only in it for 5 minutes.
One scene.
5 minutes.
Why would you introduce that guy?
Well, not even that long, I don't think.
Because you love that actor and you just want him to.
But you could get anyone. It wouldn't make a difference for that storyline.
No, but if you were a massive fan,
he's in it for next season. They've set that's what's called the setup, Gareth.
It is.
I don't know if that's a setup.
It's the setup. He's the next.
I don't know. I really don't know.
What's going to happen is Homelander's going to go back to his job, and in her offices he's going to be sitting there and he's going to be like, yeah, well, we know you know so-and-so's been blown up, we don't know what happened, I'm your new boss now,
and I'm your daddy,
you know what, and I think that's, you know, and there must be a backstory with him and Homelander. There will be something, whether he was the original one and went up.
Well, we know something about, was it Noir?
Yeah.
See, we know something about Noir. Should we spoil it?
We can do.
I don't know. All right,
it's an aftershave.
It's an aftershave. All right, just forward like 5 minutes.
Tom Ford?
Right. Noir, is supposed to be a clone of Homelander. So if they get into trouble, they can use Noir to take out Homelander.
Mm.
And he might be the guy who put that in place.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's much other than that to him. Okay, right. So, which is interesting. But I don't think... I don't know. I don't know.
Do your own research, boys and girls.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's going to be... Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
I think he's basically... It's a setup for him for next season.
I don't know.
It is. It's such a setup.
I don't know. I really don't know. So, what else have we got? We got Maeve, Queen Maeve, as a character. Because we was getting towards the...
I think she was like Starlight. Genuine superhero... And I think basically what they've done is they've beat, and like she said at the beginning, after what happened with her in the deep, and she was like, oh, suck it up, you've got to get on with it. I think she's been beaten down, and she's dated Homelander as well. And you can see that she used to do it for being a superhero. Now I think it's a case of, it's about the image and the brand, you know, that's what it is.
Yeah. Well, she's got a crisis of...
And she did touch on... Starlight touched on some nerves with her when she said, oh, I used to believe in you. You know, you broke your arm stopping a bus falling down. You know, was that written? I think that after seeing what's happening here, I think it was all written in as a storyline. It's all fake.
Yeah.
And then, you know, later on, she does show her that she had a broken arm and everything. And maybe, you know, she's starting to break down to be good again. And it did come across that way in the aeroplane scene again. She, you know, she's starting to break down again, maybe, Queen Maeve. I don't know. And also with, she's got a girlfriend as well, isn't she?
Well, that's probably because she fucked what's his mushmate, a lesbian.
Yeah, possibly, yeah.
Because it was like, oh, I don't know. Or she didn't want to say no to him because he could probably laser her fucking head off.
Yeah,
so it's one of those things. So
and she had all the film crew trying to do the. You remember she had the film crew?
Oh yeah, listening in on that,
and it's all, you know.
Yeah,
it's all about the image. It's all about the image, and they were still filming her as it was going on. Even though they said, "Oh no, we're not filming," you know. Oh, you can cut the film now that she's gone off. So, yeah, I think she's breaking down. Maybe she's becoming more good than what she was at the beginning. She was not bothered.
I think she's a bit apathetic for the whole thing, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, she was as well with the shooter when Homelander punched the shooter's chest in. She wasn't like, hey, what are you doing? You know, we should be taking him in here. She was just sort of like, oh, all right, shoot the gun at me.
Sounds like they might be doing a reverse. Because, Edgar dies, going back to what we were saying. He's meant to die.
Edgar? Who's Edgar?
The guy who's from Breaking Bad.
Just the guy who plays...
He's meant to die and Stillwell takes over, but this time Stillwell dies and they reckon Edgar's going to be the one who takes over.
Yeah. See, that's what I thought. I think he's more of a prominent actor. Maybe that's what they've done as well.
He's more of a big cheese.
And if he is bad, we know how bad he can be from... Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, so you know.
Oh, I love Gustav.
Perfect actor. Plays the bad guy, but he plays it calm. He could be a James Bond villain. He's for me, he should be the next James Bond villain. Seriously, going on to his acting, getting away from it, I know he's going to be in it, but when you think about it, if you were going to have a James Bond villain who was cool, calm, but he was a killer or he was, you know, orchestrating stuff to go on, he would be a James Bond villain. He'd be a very good James Bond villain.
It depends at the moment because James Bond's going shit. That's the problem with James Bond at the moment. It's just going shit because of stupid decisions that they're making, but that's another thing. So we're getting towards the end now, aren't we? So we've got how he trains falling apart because he's doing fucking drugs and whatnot.
Oh yeah, but they catch up to him, and he finds Huey, doesn't he?
Yeah, he finds Huey in that, and then he remembers.
He finally remembers him. Bumps into him three times. Like,
do you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of The Simpsons with Mr. Burns.
Yeah.
And it's like, kind of, I've done this and this and this.
And then when they finally show him the video, he's like, oh, yeah, I remember that guy.
Yeah.
He was giving me the attitude in the hallway.
Mm.
And then it clicks.
Yeah.
And then he goes and gets his dad, doesn't he? And then yeah. he says, oh, you know, I can just run through your dad.
Yeah.
And then I'll do the same with you. You know, you should have bought back up.
And it did.
And yeah, and he brings out the Compound V and starts spilling it off the floor. Yeah, and it's yeah. like he's like a heroin addict. Yeah. You know, he wants to probably lick it up off the floor.
And then Watson snaps his fucking leg out of his.
Which I thought was brilliant. What way does sort out a person who's a runner?
Just
break his legs.
Breaks his legs.
Fucking foot
I
off.
I would have cut his legs off.
There you go.
That's what I reckon. Grow them back. Happened to him though.
I don't know. We'll have to check.
Because I don't reckon he doesn't die in the last episode. He gets saved somehow.
Yeah, he gets saved.
He'll get saved. Yeah,
he's safe.
But
they would have shown him dead.
But I reckon he'll get something bad. I wouldn't be surprised if Butcher cuts his like legs off or something.
Yeah, it's gonna.
So he has a heart attack and Huey saves him.
Mm.
So yeah,
it's not a way to beat him, is it? You want him to run through a fucking chain link fence?
He should have done a bit of CPR and had Billy the Butcher cutting his legs off as he's doing.
You're okay now. You're okay.
Where's my fucking legs?
It's okay. It's okay. Right.
Just hand his legs. So I was holding his legs in his hands like he was holding her hand.
Yeah. I said, yeah. Here's a pair of legs. Hold on to them quickly.
Never know. That might be the gag.
It might be the gag. Yeah.
Because it is pretty dark.
Yeah, it is pretty dark.
It comes across as like Watchmen, the film Watchmen. The Watchmen's quite dark in that respect.
Yeah.
And I suppose Homelander comes across as the bad guy in the Watchmen.
Because the weird thing
is, arrogance
Adrian,
and
you have Adrian Voight, not Voight, who's the Ozymandias, who's the bad guy in it. Because when I say Voight, it reminds me of Adrian Voight from Watchmen.
Yeah.
And he's kind of Homelander's costume kind of seems like a US version of Voight's costume or Ozymandias' costume from Watchmen. And even he's got a corporation and he's selling toys and doing energy deals and this, that, and the other. So it's an odd one.
It does touch on all of them, doesn't it?
Yeah. Right. So we get towards the end of it and. You've got what's it, Billy Butcher going after fucking.
His only weakness.
What's him? Stillwell.
Stillwell's the only weakness. He discovers that it's his only weakness is maybe his emotional attachment to Stillwell.
Yeah. So he rigs up with fucking explosives and a detonator, and he's waiting for him to turn up because he's upstairs. So he comes downstairs with a fucking baby, because he thinks he's not gonna do it. It's like kind of, and she's like kind of fucking take the baby upstairs just in case he does. Oh, no, the baby was fine, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, he doesn't care. It's collateral damage to him. He doesn't care about the baby. Yeah. And he looks at the baby all the way through the TV series when she's holding the baby.
Like he wants to kill
it. Like he wants to laser the baby in. That's how evil. Yeah. You can see it in a lot of the scenes.
Mm. I think he's probably more jealous of the fact that he wants the attention. Because it's like a...
He wants the milk.
It's not the milk. It's the mother thing.
Mothering, yeah. He never
because
got that.
Because when you had the scientist fella that he turned up to check on when... You find out the Compound V and him and the Compound V turned around and said, if you don't have them brought up by a mother at least, then you get problems. Yeah?
It's that mammalian bond or whatever it is. I don't know. They said it in Jurassic Park.
Mm.
Remember the new one? Maternal.
Parental kind of imprinting
maternal,
on
maternal,
it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's
why he's a psychopath.
And that's why it comes back to earlier we were talking about Superman. And how the similarities between like Superman, but him not being brought up by the Kents.
Yeah,
and that's
Homelander is basically Superman without Martha and
Jonathan. Yeah,
you know,
it's everyone remembers Martha because of that fucking film.
Yeah,
Martha, my mum's name's Martha.
My mum's name's Martha too.
Let's be friends.
Yeah, let's be friends.
Seriously,
friend.
Is your name's mum Martha? I think my name's Martha too.
You're famous. I'll take your trousers off. So goes to Stillwell and that, and talk about how he sees humans not as much, but he sees Billy the Butcher. It's like, I'm actually quite fucking impressed.
Because he tracked him down, sort of had an idea of what his weakness would be, but he also. He knew that he tracked down the Compound V, but he also
a lot of bit where he turns and goes to him is like he goes, "Yo, your heart's not beating out of It's fear. Being scared. It's fear.
You're not scared. Yeah.
Your heart's beating out of aggression, anger.
Yeah.
Because you've got Billy Butcher's backstory is the fact that his wife, as we said earlier, worked for Voight, and she was supposed to be the social media person, so she's putting out fucking tweets and stuff. Because Billy Butcher's going, like, kind of hang on a second. So you're replying to tweets and stuff, and he's not. He goes, yeah, and it's like, it's a bit fucking false, isn't it?
He says it's blatantly to his face, doesn't he? In the party, when in the flashback, he's not scared. He doesn't give a shit.
Yeah,
and I think maybe Homelander. I don't know. Maybe Homelander sees him not as a threat, but sort of thinks, hey, you know, you're not scared. You're the only one who's not scared.
Yeah, that might be.
And
the thing.
Maybe that's why he kept him alive, which was the big plot.
And that might be where he killed Stillwater too, because he thought that she wasn't scared of him. Because there were bits where she doesn't look like she was scared of him because he was telling him off and whatnot.
Mm.
But then when she admitted she was scared,
I think that was maybe because he had the baby as well. And she was scared that maybe you'd just kill this baby in front of me and you don't really care.
Yeah.
But Billy Butcher wasn't scared, and he knew that. Maybe he probably thought, oh, you're the only person there who's not afraid of me.
Yeah.
Because he could have just let him blow up in the explosion. But the big twist is...
No, it doesn't work because we haven't told the other part of the bit where I was trying to get to.
Oh, but the doctors?
No, we're talking about the bit where Homelander rapes his then-girlfriend.
Mm. Because Homelander turns around and says no, she wanted it.
No, but you saw the footage. She came out and she wasn't. And she's not going to say no to him, is he? Considering he could fucking laser her face off.
Well, yeah. That would look bad for the company's image, though, wouldn't it?
And then it was like kind of. He said to Billy, he goes, you haven't heard the whole fucking story. He goes, you're doing this out of feelings, not out of fact.
Because he
thought that she went off and killed herself.
Mm.
And then he was told false information by the guy.
Well, Homelander didn't know where she went as well. And Billy Butcher thought that was Homelander who basically got rid of her.
But he
kept her quiet. But Homelander didn't know.
Yeah, he didn't know because he found out after.
Maybe she did. But the thing is, at the moment, we don't know whether that was all. We don't know whether she was upset because she was pregnant, and she was upset because she was pregnant with his baby.
Yeah.
Or it was because she was raped.
Mm.
But it seems maybe that it wasn't the latter. Maybe it was because she did like him.
This could be the real plot twist there. No, you saw her at the end. She was fucking terrified that he was there.
Mm.
She looked like someone had hidden her on purpose and he had found her. Because he asked, because the doctor lied to him, yeah? Because it's probably the doctor who hid her and the kid. Yeah, because the kid's probably got the capability of taking him out at one point. Yeah, so they've
You saw he had the thing with the eyes.
Mm. The thing with the eyes?
Yeah.
Oh, what do you mean, the thing with the eyes?
The kid's eyes glowed.
The kid's eyes glowed like his. That he could do the laser vision.
Oh, really? I can't remember saying.
Yeah, we looked at the kids. He goes, oh, you're my son. And then his eyes went red, and the kid's eyes went red.
Oh, okay. I can't remember that.
But he saved Billy Butcher to show him this.
Yeah. But I don't think it
would. Why would he do that?
Well, he didn't know until.
Because maybe they.
He didn't know because he went and he asked the doctor, and the doctor turned around and said that she died in childbirth as the thing tried clawing its way out of her.
But why keep Billy Butcher alive? Why? No, why he wanted, just to show him and say, look, I didn't do anything to her.
No, he wanted to gloat.
Oh, to gloat or vindicate himself and say, look, I didn't do anything.
No, it wasn't to.
Or to gloat and say,
It was just to gloat. It's not to sit. He doesn't care if he looks good or bad. We've seen that all the way through the fucking series. He just wants to be fucking, you know.
Oh, she's had my baby. Yeah.
Because he's a sociopath.
Yeah. It's not about. He doesn't want to vindicate himself to him. He doesn't want to. Yeah. He doesn't
need. And she's still alive. She's not dead.
But she didn't look fucking happy he was there, did she?
Yeah, but she didn't look happy. She looked at how do you describe her look? She gave terrified. To Billy Butcher though,
shocked.
And she was shocked, but she was terrified. Of
why didn't she reach out to Billy Butcher?
Well, you don't know. The series ended then.
Yeah, that's the series ended. That's the cliffhanger. That's that's the next fucking scene.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to watch more of it.
And now we have to wait a fucking year.
But I have to say, with Amazon, it's probably the best TV series they've done. Purely on the fact that it was a binge watch, like Netflix do. It wasn't a a week by week.
I don't know.
I don't know if it would have been as good if it was a week by week thing. I just binged it over 2 days, and I absolutely was like, "Oh, I want more now."
I think I would have preferred it week by week.
Would Seriously. You?
Yeah, I would have. They were good. They were good fucking episodes.
No, seriously.
If they're good episodes, you want to watch the next one next week, yeah?
What do you think, Al?
It's only when they're crap binge watching works, I'll be honest with you. When you have the shit ones in between,
I don't think it'd have fazed me either way, to be honest, yeah. Wouldn't have bothered me either way. It was nice to watch them all back to back.
I like the idea of watching
it back to back. It is.
Yeah.
Sometimes knowing
it keeps you in the flow watching it all together.
Knowing there's been TV series which I've watched which have had gaps, it does do your head in a little bit.
Yeah, but the thing is that you even have to wait a fucking year. They could have spread it out a bit longer, and you don't.
Have you got to admit, right? Take Better Call Saul for instance. Does that not do your head in sometimes?
It does mine. I'd rather just watch the whole thing over a week.
Because it's so storyline orientated.
But that makes me want to watch it next week.
Yeah, but
when you get to the next week, you sometimes go, "Oh, I need a recap. What happened in the last episode?"
Yeah,
because a lot goes on in that hour. Yeah. A lot goes on.
Yeah, because sometimes with Better Call Saul, they leave it 2 weeks.
Okay.
Because they might have an American holiday.
That pisses me off. If it's just week after week after week for 12 weeks for the entire run of the show, or 8 weeks, depending on what the length is, that's fine. When you do have that gap in the middle. I always find it weird that you have TV series that do like kind of 22, 24 episodes, and they have a gap in the middle, yeah? And you think, fair enough, you've done fucking 11 episodes or 12 episodes, you deserve a gap in the middle so you can get your shit together, yeah? And then you get ones that do like 12 episodes, and then they have a gap in the middle. So, why? You don't need a fucking gap in the middle. What the fuck's going on there? But if you had it week after week, I think I would have watched it and I would have enjoyed it as much.
It wouldn't have bothered me.
No. Yeah, I don't know. I would have been frustrated that I would want it now. Like, we're now wanting it now for next year.
Mm. Yeah, but if you space it out, then you don't have to wait as long.
But all I'm saying is, we'd all be on episode one at the moment. We wouldn't be on episode two because it came out how many days ago? Yeah, so we'd still be on episode one. We wouldn't be doing a podcast on what's going on.
But episode one, we'd have to wait 12
weeks for this glorious podcast of gains. the glorious podcast of gains.
Yeah, it was. I enjoyed the hell out of it. I think I would have preferred to have it week after.
Are we going
to
do a rating?
Yeah, I think it gets a solid 9. There's a few bits in it I didn't like.
Like what?
The fucking woman trying to rape fucking the deep, where you know he's a superhero, could snap that woman's neck and.
Oh, but she had his fingers in his gills.
No, it doesn't matter. He could just go. He's a super.
But obviously it was painful for him.
Yeah, I know. That's why it didn't make any sense. It really didn't make any sense.
But didn't he kill her, though?
No, he didn't kill her. He just went a bit mad and started shaving his head. And that, for me, it was just, that was the Me Too insert shit that I don't think...
Yeah, it lost a little bit there.
I think if you...
I actually didn't even like the... I'll be honest with you. Me, personally, I loved all of it, but I didn't actually really like the fucking storyline of him getting the blonde and getting a blowy offer from the thing that pissed me off, because it's like, yeah, all right.
That bit at the beginning, I'll be honest with you, that bit at the beginning was okay. But just that bit at the beginning, and then a bit of revenge later on where she exposes him, and that was it. That's
all
you needed to do.
There was all this shit in between, and that. It's just like,
I think it just proved that he was a creep.
Yeah, that. But
after that happened, when Starlight went into the bathroom to clear herself up, what's his face?
Translucent
was there having a fucking wank in the corner. Just showed how perverted they are.
Yeah,
But
this is why.
Then Maeve was in there, and she's like, "Oh, he's in the corner. You got to get over it." And it was sort of like, "Oh God, they all know what they're like."
What do you call it? That's why I think it's an allegory for celebrities. Fucking you with film stars. Think about all the weird shit you hear about them doing.
And maybe that's why when he got outcast and he got sent off to Ohio. As far away as from the seas you like.
Arizona would have been better.
Yeah.
He just felt weak.
Maybe he felt weak. Yeah. That's why he did the whole thing with the dolphin and everything as well.
No, the dolphin was before then.
Yeah. But he was losing his shit. He lost his power.
No, but he's supposed to be... He described himself as the diversity hire, which I found quite funny.
But he also said that he, in his head, he was... first thing he says to Starlight, "Oh, I'm number two round here." He was bullshitting.
Yeah.
So basically, his whole thing was he wanted to be bigger than what he was.
No, that still doesn't make sense inside the storyline. It was a gobby fuck who stepped out of line. That's all it really was. But they kind of put it into a bit where it wasn't quite. It didn't pay off.
Didn't make as much sense.
No, it didn't.
Sending him off somewhere in the middle of nowhere made sense.
But this is the thing, though. Coming back to it, why did they come back to it? We didn't.
What his character? Yeah, but there must be. It's got to be a character development for season two.
Maybe.
That's why. He shaved his head. What's going on?
Yeah, because they did end it on him on there. On so maybe bit. It is something so they've got something. Planned.
And that's how they ended it for him. So there's that sort of... They've left him in that... Oh, we're going to do something with him later. Mm. Box.
I reckon he'll turn it full evil.
Maybe he is. You don't know. You might get a fish army and kill everyone on the beach.
Yeah.
Sunbathing. You don't know.
Giant fish army.
Giant fish army. Shark army.
Okay.
Sharknado. Right.
Fucking sure.
So it was a solid 9 from you.
Solid 9. No, there's, yeah, there's, as I said,
the bits you like, and Alex, you, Alex.
I'll probably say a 9 as well.
There's
not many things which get 10 out of 10 for me.
I want to go 9.5. I'll go 9.5.
For 9.5,
for me, it's up there as good as like a Punisher TV series with Daredevil. It was brilliant. It was.
We only do full images at Duncan. So it's a 9.
It's a 9 then, not in the 9.5.
9.5.
Because if it had been that's the case, it'd have been 13 Winston Churchills out of 12. If we're doing that shit. Okay, all right. It was good. I can't say without a doubt it was a fucking good watch. So yeah, I'll.
And if next season's gonna get, now that we've introduced the characters, maybe next season is only gonna get better and better.
What my big worry is that those people, yeah, are the people who make fucking Preacher.
Yeah, I know, they are.
So where the fuck's Preacher?
And Cole Urban looks a bit like, what's his name from Preacher, doesn't he?
The way he got his hair.
They got the hair, the black beard.
What, the gunslinger?
Dominic thingy.
Dominic Cooper. They look similar, don't they? They look very similar. They got the hair. If Dominic Cooper stopped doing Preacher, Carl Butcher, Barry Butcher could probably take over.
I keep calling him fucking, what do you call it?
Kurt Cobain?
No.
Carl Urban.
I keep calling him Billy the fucking Butcher. Okay, cool. I think we'll wrap it up.
So we're going to average it then. If I have 9.5, you're 9.99, we're going to do 9.2.
It's a 9. I use what's called a modal average, which means that numbers 9. That occur the most, which is 9.
Yeah.
So it's 9. It's a solid 9. It's a recommendation. Go watch it if you like superheroes. And
if you like anti superheroes, you like a bit of blood, a bit of sexual reference or whatever that comes under. It's graphic, it's not for kids, it's 18. Yeah.
Shout out to your 10-year-old.
Yeah.
Shout out to 10-year-old, yeah. Yeah, it's not for kids, for fuck's sake. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I had to. It's annoying because it's like, Dexter, go to bed. I need to watch this. No,
Mia was the same. She come in the bit where A-Train runs over the thingy, and I went, don't look at the TV, don't look at the TV, don't look at the TV. And she turns around and goes, that's disgusting. And it's just all the blood just splats on the floor, and he goes, I can't stop. And she was like, I can't get that image yet, my head down. I'm like, get out of the room. Get out of the room. I can't find the remote to pause it.
That's it, yeah. Because I let Dexter watch Terminator 2, and we saw Robert Patrick today. Yeah, Robert Patrick, the guy who plays T-1000.
Yeah.
Oh. I showed him, because look, it's Robert Patrick. Wow, he hasn't aged that much. And that's what Dexter said. Because I like Terminator. Because I liked it more than Aliens. I was like, oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, fucking Aliens is bad.
Aliens. Yeah.
And on that note, I think it's time to say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And we'll catch you in the next podcast. Bye-bye.